Hare Krishna. On Friday, while I was traveling all throughout the occasion of Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance, and yesterday I was regretting that I didn't have the opportunity to speak on that, so today I'll take that opportunity not only just to speak on the disappearance of Haridas Thakur himself, the great Acharya, his life, but how we can use actually the example of Haridas Thakur's disappearance as something to mold or prepare for our leaving this world, which is inevitably going to happen. It's not something that we can really argue about. It's going to take place. There's no doubt about that. And it's interesting that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, although it's all about the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vaishnavas, there's no other mention of the disappearance of Vaishnavas, although no doubt they also disappeared, other than that of Haridas Thakur. And that of Haridas Thakur is given in great detail, enough detail that it's something that we can try to emulate. It's a model that, as the case of the disappearance of Bhishma Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a model that devotees can aspire for. And I'll just make some comments on that. Of course, the first point of note is, where is Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur is in Jagannath Puri. He's in a sacred place, a holy place, a place very dear to Vaishnavas. And this really runs parallel to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance as well, although I won't get into commenting on that in detail, but devotees can keep that in mind, how similar Srila Prabhupada's disappearance was from that of Srila Haridas Thakur. And Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, Haridas Thakur was living in Puri. And what happens when you leave your body in Puri or Vrindavan or Mayapur? You go back home, back to Godhead, provided that you haven't committed any offenses or sinful activities that you may have to take birth again in that same dhan for. And of course, we expect that Vaishnavas, listeners like Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, are sinless, offenseless in the conduct of their devotional service. So it's very important to consider, yes, I also want to leave my body in a holy place. Nowadays, in the especially the Western world, but it's spreading all over. People often leave their bodies in hospitals, something that Prabhupada greatly protested against, warned his disciples, asked the disciples, don't take me to a hospital, don't let me die in a hospital. He wanted to leave his body at home, home in Vrindavan. So devotees need to also sort of have this sankalpa or determination, if they want to have that type of departure, because in our modern society the culture is such that the medical system and medical carers, doctors, have this conviction that they should try to keep someone alive as possible by any means, and any means means all kinds of medications or techniques that very easily influence a person's consciousness, cover one's consciousness, make one even unconscious, and also distract one from thinking about Krishna and tend to focus one on the body, on your sickness, on your problem. And that's exactly what we don't want to. We want to be able to think about Krishna. We don't want to be able to, we don't want to be thinking about germs or sickness or pain or other things, although they may be there. We need to be able to focus our minds at that last stage of life on the Supreme Lord. So Haridas Thakur was in Jagannath Puri. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him at the beginning of this episode, he saw that Haridas Thakur was not well. And the consequence of his not being well, or a consequence, was that he wasn't able to then chant again 192 rounds as he was used to. And he wouldn't, his vow was that he wouldn't eat until he finished his rounds. And obviously, when you're in a sick condition, your body may not be up to doing something like that. But Lord Chaitanya said, "What's your problem?" He didn't say that my problem is that I'm sick. He said my problem is that I'm not able to maintain my spiritual vows. And Lord Chaitanya immediately replied, "But you've already done that all your life. You're a liberated soul. So now you no longer have to follow that." Which means that when one is in that type of infirm condition, one may no longer be able to follow all of one's sadhana practices, rising early, morning program, chanting of rounds, reading of books, and that's understandable. But we should have done that in our life in such a way that, as Lord Chaitanya said, "But you're already liberated. Srila Prabhupada has already given us all the facilities to be liberated. So therefore, hopefully, we should come to that liberated stage when we're leaving this world, so that we're no longer obligated not only just to do these things to set the example, but in order to bolster our Krishna consciousness. Our Krishna consciousness is already naturally, spontaneously spiraling upwards towards Krishna as a consequence of a whole lifetime of strong sadhana. At that time, Krishna Turiya Pankaja, at that time when one's leaving one's body, it's not possible to then start getting serious about spiritual life. Now, when we're healthy, komarata chodapragya, when we're young and energetic, now's the time for that." And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that, and Haridas Thakur then put before Chaitanya what his request was. He knew that the Lord was going to leave this world soon, and he didn't want to see that. So he wanted to leave this world before, which means that getting the blessing of Lord Chaitanya to leave the world at will. Now, in order to be able to do that, you really need to be free from your prarabdha karma, and you need a empowerment from the Lord. We see that sometimes even some disciples of Srila Prabhupada and other devotees, they have gotten some type of dream or vision where the Lord appeared to them and indicated that, yes, they'll be leaving their body soon. Srila Prabhupada also indicated that Krishna had given him the freedom to leave the body when he wants. So like Bhishma Dev, this is a type of perfection that one may achieve, but one has to have burnt off all of one's prarabdha karma. One has to have attained the mercy of Krishna, so the devotees can really determine, "I no longer want to stay in this world. My service is finished in this infirm condition. I can't continue to serve. So what's the use of staying? Let me then go to where I can serve the Lord, either the spiritual world or some other place in the material world for preaching." And Lord Chaitanya, of course, blessed Haridas Thakur. "Yes, whatever you want, Krishna will certainly fulfill." So the next act, the next scene is then that Haridas Thakur has expressed his will, Lord Chaitanya has given his blessing, a devotee receives the blessing of the Lord, and then Lord Chaitanya returns with all the devotees. So leaving one's body, one wants to be in a situation, in a holy place, where one is always in the presence of Vaishnavas. We see how Srila Prabhupada also was always in the presence of devotees, his disciples. He called for his godbrothers. And Haridas Thakur then, while leaving, before leaving, he asked for the blessings of all the devotees. He bowed down before them, although he was senior to most. He asked for their mercy. And this is something that we must do, because devotees inevitably either commit some type of offenses in the course of even their sincere and honest efforts at devotional service and preaching. So we want to clear our depth. We need the blessings of the Vaishnavas. And what to speak of just asking forgiveness, we need their blessings to attain our perfection by the vanchakalpatarubhyasya, by the blessings of the desire tree Vaishnavas. Then we can be successful in getting the blessings of the Lord. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. And then Haridas Thakur lay down, placed the lotus feet of the Lord on his chest, fixed his eyes on the face of the Lord, and in that way left his body. Srila Prabhupada was laying on his bed, always looking at the picture of Krishna Balaram, and in that way he left this world. So we want to always be seeing the form of the Lord, most likely in picture form or in deity form, if for some reason we happen to be in that type of circumstance. And chanting the Lord's name. Haridas Thakur repeated the name of the Lord. And we want to be able to chant Krishna's name, Gauranga's name, in the presence of Vaishnavas. If we can attain that, then certainly our perfection is guaranteed. We can go back home, back to Godhead. In the next act, what follows is how a devotee's Tirubhav celebration, how his disappearance celebration is observed, how his transcendental body, well, someone like Haridas Thakur, or his full body, or someone else, their ashes are placed into the sand, made into a sacred place. Big Utsava festival of kirtan and prasadam distribution takes place. Here's the model. Here's the model for leaving the world, something that, yes, we should think about. We think of so many things about the future. We think about what type of ashram we're going to be in, what type of family, what type of job, what type of education, the goals that we set for ourselves. But certainly we need to set a goal for this last phase of our life, the last scene of our life, that goal that will ensure what our next destination will be. And it's difficult to do it and set parameters at that time. Krishna atvadiya pankaja panjarantam. So Lord Srila Prabhupada would quote this verse often. We need to prepare now. We need to think about what it is and where we want to do at that time, where we want to go. We need to make arrangements. Sometimes people write living wills. They write a will where they state all these things and make all these things very clear. So it's one thing, one thought to think about and prepare for, because at that time it's often becomes very late to prepare for those things. How to leave this world like the ideal Vaishnava, this we can learn from Srila Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna.